This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Voters turned out to choose nominees in primaries for several state and federal contests. One of the most hotly contested races yesterday was for the 8th Congressional District. Trump-endorsed Green Bay businessman Tony Weed faced off against two seasoned state legislators in two elections. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term until January. The other was for the full-term election. Tony Weed won both primaries and will be the one to face Dr. Kristen Lierley in the November 5th ballot. Looking at the partisan primary elections yesterday, the general election races are all now set. In Wisconsin, Assembly District 1, Democrat Renee Palpem of Kewaunee will take on Republican incumbent Joe Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay. In Wisconsin Assembly District 4, Democrat Jane Benson of Suamico will take on Republican incumbent David Steffen of Green Bay. In Wisconsin Assembly District 6, Shirley Hinz, a Democrat from Shawnee, will take on Elijah Benke. And in Wisconsin Assembly 25, Stephen Welch of Two Rivers will take on Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc. Wisconsin Assembly District 5 featured two incumbents battling it out in the Republican primary, and when all was said and done, Nate Gustafson of Fox Crossing will take on Democratic challenger Kyle Kehoe of Oshkosh. In Wisconsin Assembly District 57, Democrat Ruth Caves of Wild Rose will challenge Republican Kevin Peterson, who is also the incumbent there. And in Wisconsin Assembly District 88, Republican Benjamin Franklin of De Pere takes on Brown County Democratic Party Chair Christy Welch. In the Wisconsin Senate district races, Anthony Phillips of Appleton is the Republican for Senate District 18, taking on Democrat Kristen Alfheim. And in Senate District 20, incumbent Republican Dan Fine of Fond du Lac faces Michael Rapp of Van Dyne. When you look at the constitutional amendments yesterday, both were rejected by at least 57% of the vote. And those are the election results for Northeast Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last 2 decades, including 2 with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.